This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. World leaders are reacting to the sentencing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny that would, according to his attorney, send him to prison for nearly 3 years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, in a statement, said, quote, "We reiterate our call for the Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Mr. Navalny, as well as the hundreds of other Russian citizens wrongfully detained in recent weeks for exercising their rights, including the rights to freedom of expression and of peaceful assembly," end quote. French President Emmanuel Macron turned to Twitter, saying, quote, "The conviction of Alexei Navalny is unacceptable. A political disagreement is never a crime. We call for his immediate release. The respect for human rights, such as democratic freedom, are not negotiable." Britain's foreign minister called the ruling by a Russian court perverse. Foreign ministers from the G7 group of nations Wednesday condemned the coup in Myanmar. The foreign ministers of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States said in a statement, quote, "We are deeply concerned by the detention of political leaders and civil society activists," end quote. Authorities in Myanmar have filed charges against detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi for violating import-export laws. Italy's president, Sergio Mattarella, has given a mandate to former European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi to form a new government, an official said Wednesday. Draghi will now have to hold talks with political parties to try and muster support in parliament for an administration that will be tasked with handling the twin coronavirus and economic crisis battering Italy. If you'd like more news on these or other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington via remote, this is VOA News. In an interview on NBC's Today show, infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says if virus variants become dominant in the United States, the coronavirus vaccine could probably be upgraded in 2 to 3 months.
The vaccines themselves are very flexible and adaptable to be able to upgrade them. We don't need it right now, but we're going in that direction anyway, just in case.
Russia has reached out to German biotechnology company IDT Biologica to explore jointly producing the Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine, the German health ministry said Wednesday. A ministry spokesperson told AFP Russia's Gamaleya Research Institute and the Russian Direct Investment Fund are interested in the co-partnership for possible production. Britain's health secretary Matt Hancock says a new study showing that a single dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine may reduce transmissions of COVID-19 categorically supports the government's strategy of taking more time between injections. Hancock told Sky News Wednesday the preliminary findings showed the vaccine AstraZeneca developed with Oxford University cut transmission by 2/3. The study has not been peer-reviewed, but was greeted with excitement by officials under pressure to justify the time lag between shots. U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday signed 3 executive orders dealing with asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, legal immigration, and reunifying families. In his first White House interview since taking office, President Biden says his family will have no role in the government. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says he and his wife, or Pop and Nana, will always be available for the family, but no relatives will be involved in any government undertaking or foreign policy. In excerpts of a People magazine interview, the president again draws a contrast with Donald Trump, whose eldest daughter and son-in-law were senior advisors. The president says no family members have an office in this place. One does have a crib, though. Beau Biden Jr., the president's youngest grandchild, can sleep upstairs in the family residence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A minute's silence was held in Parliament Wednesday for Captain Sir Tom Moore, the 100-year-old British war veteran who became a national hero for his extraordinary fundraising efforts during the pandemic. MPs in the House of Commons bowed their heads in tribute before Prime Minister Boris Johnson's weekly question and answer session. Johnson called for the country to come together at 1800 Greenwich Mean Time and give the former soldier a round of applause in recognition of his record-breaking achievements. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.